Welcome to the podcast To Be Named Later, where we explore the world a conversation at a time. Sit back and enjoy. Here are your hosts, Chris and Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast To Be Named Later. I'm Kelly with my co-host, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Kelly.
I want to start this podcast out with some very sober and somber news about Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills. Chris, we watched that game last night, and I know we exchanged some text messages about just what that event was like to see a player, a human being, get hurt and go down in an athletic competition.
Yeah, it was a one-of-a-kind experience to this point in my life, and I hope I never have to experience it again, Kelly. It was just one of the most horrific things I've ever seen in sports, and just bizarre. You know, people get hurt in sports all the time, especially in football. You know, it's a regular thing, and we've seen some pretty gruesome injuries over the years. You know, spinal cord damage and just horrific. You know, visuals of injuries. But what happened last night was, just a feeling that I had never experienced before in all the years that I've been following sports. And in the moment and in the, hour or so to follow, I can honestly say I've never had the emotion that I was feeling last night ever before in watching a sporting competition. And, you know, we don't have a lot of information right now. I've been following the best I can, and right at the moment, they're keeping things pretty close to the chest. But I thought it was a kind gesture and a selfless act that the family released a statement, kind of giving an update earlier today. Something that they absolutely didn't have to do, but they chose to, because I think there's a overwhelming feeling collectively across not only the league but all of us fans who follow it, that everyone's kind of unified in their feelings right now, and just hoping that Damar's okay and the medical staff does what they need to do to keep him that way.
I think for me, it's one of those events that, we've touched on this several times, that, these people are athletes, but they're human beings first and foremost. They're sons, fathers, across the athletic spectrum, mothers, daughters, depending on who they are. And yet we all, because of, I think, that fandom and what brings sports home to us, we kind of feel a connection to the teams and to the players in ways that we don't maybe always realize, that we have an emotional connection as well. And I think that's what it reminded me of that last night. And you feel for everybody on the team. I mean, you see some of the headlines, and I just think about this. I mean, the young man's mother was in the stands, and they have to go get her out of the stands to have her come in the ambulance with him to the hospital. And just hearing the stadium and the quietness, I honestly don't know that in my time of sports I've had a feeling like that either. Of just, honestly, I know, Chris, when we, our last podcast, we had other plans of what was going to happen, but we follow football, and we have events that go on outside of here. We've talked about our pick competition and fantasy football and many other things. I honestly don't care about any of it right now. What I care about is how is this young man, and what's his status?
Yeah, and this whole everything that's taken place, from the moment the injury happened, and then all the events that ensued immediately, you know, it's just it's kind of hard for me to believe. You know, the reality is, Kelly, people die every day all over. And I want to be clear, you know, he's not dead, but he did need to be resuscitated. And, you know, they don't have an effect on me. You know, there's people all over the world. And there's all kinds of things going on. And but for whatever reason, last night and still to this point, you know, as we're recording this the following day, this just had an effect on me that I'm kind of surprised by. And like you said, I mean, there's a lot of things going on. I got all kinds of things that were, you know, relative to the game itself and to the sport. And you know, just none of that, just all of it has fallen by the wayside. And I know it's there. I mean, it enters into my mind, you know, and, you know, most of us have gone through various events in our life. We've experienced losses in our own life, right? And mothers and fathers and grandparents and you know, brothers or sisters and you've gone through traumatic events. And while you're dealing with the emotions of all of that, your brain can still go to places of you know, the business at hand or arrangements or, you know, what I need to do for work or where do I got to be tomorrow or who do I got to call, things like that, right? And so you know, in the process of all the emotion that I've gone through, you know, since last night, I still had to go to work today and you know, I'm shocked myself at how jarring, you know, what we witnessed last night was to me and what an effect it's had on me. And I know from the reporting that's out there, I'm not alone like that, man. I mean, this has really, really shook a lot of people.
Well, and I think from the reporting and things, and I'm sure you probably saw this too, and look, we know that football in particular is a tough game with a lot of injuries and two kind of paths of some of these injuries. I mean, you know, there's some that, yes, they're very bad, but they have a known recovery, whether it's a broken bone or a hamstring or a muscle, and I'm not dismissing them, but the players know the recovery path, and for lack of a better term, they're, you know, the sport itself is used to them. I mean, there's the other side that we're still learning about, but I think that we've gained a lot more about the CTE and other things, and that's the unknown. But when things like what happened last night happen, it doesn't fit into either one of those. I mean, you know, generally speaking, 24-year-olds don't die on a football field. Now, even that's especially in the pro world. I know it's happened in colleges and high schools, and maybe that should be getting more attention as well when that does happen for whatever reason. Maybe this will be a wake-up call to us all, whether, you know, what the cause of all of this was. We don't know yet, but I know I talked a lot about the stories of sports, and I told you that's one of the things that I like is the stories, and those stories are made up of characters, and those characters at the end of the day, as I said before, are human beings. And I think for me, that's kind of, you know, and then you hear about this young man and some of the things he's done, and I didn't really know of him before yesterday, to be honest, but, you know, starting a toy drive and all the people that have contributed to that, and just his story, you know, growing up where he grew up. And I think that we don't know a lot about a lot of these stories behind the NFL and what a lot of the athletes that play in these short-lived careers go through just to get there. And, you know, we don't, that's true for a lot of people. You know, you can pick any job and say, well, do we really know what the story is that put the mail carrier or the person that's you know, checking us out at the grocery store. I guess for me, it's a poignant reminder of we're all human beings. We all have people that love us and care for us and that we care for. And we should just, you know, treat each other with kindness.
I think, you know, I'm a generally positive person, and I try to find the positives – Even, you know, what happened last night was terrible. I tweeted a buddy that, you know, this is horrible. It's the maybe the worst thing I've ever seen in all my history of watching sports. And all of that is true, man. I mean, it hasn't changed. I mean, it was terrible, man. It was just horrific. And but if you are looking for positives, you know, credit to the NFL for having a plan in place for just such a thing. Even though it had never happened before, there was a plan in place. You know, credit to the people who are rarely called upon to perform this type of act. Credit to them for being prepared. It, by all accounts, man, they saved the dude's life. So,
yeah,
you know, they would not have if they were there just to wing it on the fly and try and make decisions in the moment. You know, he may not be where he is right now. And I think the NFL and the medical personnel who responded deserve a lot of credit for being prepared, having a plan, working the plan, and. You know, we'll see. He's not out of the woods yet, and you know, more information will come to light. But at least to this point, they gave him the best possible chance for survival based on their actions and preparedness. And I think that, you know, good for them, man, and good for the NFL. And we'll see where it goes from here. Hopefully it's good news, and you know, he makes a full recovery. That would be the greatest end to the story. But like I said, they deserve a lot of credit for giving him the best possible chance at that.
And I think that's a part of just the world we live in that is underappreciated. You know, we hear this term first responders all the time lately in different things. But I think we really don't appreciate what it takes to do that job. To be called out to whatever it is, a fire, a medical situation, anything of that nature, right? To go to your training and not know what you're going to find until you get there, and to be able to deal with that. And we saw, you know, millions of people saw firsthand what it can do, but you know, there was probably thousands of other calls across the country and the world of first responders doing that same thing for people. And I think that is, think about that sometimes, just what it takes to do that and to be that prepared and called on. You know, rarely in my job am I called on to respond to a life, you know, that critical of a situation on a moment's notice and be able to act. And more power to anybody who does that work.
Yeah, I think you hit it right in the head. You know, I mean, we all have jobs, right? And there's situations that present themselves in both of our line of works and in everyone's line of work where you're forced to, you know, there's a call to action of some sort. But the stakes are never this high. You know, I work in roofing. I think we've talked about that. Nobody's life's on the line, you know, in the moment, you know, and, you know, they have a tough job, man. You know, most of the time they just stand on the sidelines and you know, that's the case for a lot of first responders. You know, they spend a lot of time in their squad car or in their ambulance, and they just kind of sit around and wait. Firefighters, the same thing, man. They're working out and washing their fire truck and just kind of killing time until they're needed. But when they're needed, you know, they're asked to respond quickly and effectively. And the you know, the stakes are very high in that moment when it's their time. And last night, I just, you know, I think it was a. And it's continued to be just a terrible event that took place, man. It's been kind of uplifting to see so many people. Like I said, all, you know, you and I talk about this sometimes, man. Just, you know, we are all on the same team. We forget that so often, you know. And the way the Bengals responded and the solidarity between the Bengals players who, you know, had every intention of doing their worst possible to the Bills last night. And then this takes place and they're hugging and embracing and working together and the Bengals staff working with the Bills staff to do everything they could for DeMar on the field. While it was a terrible event that took place, like I said, that aspect of it is really uplifting. It's nice to know that, hey, man, you know, let's keep things in perspective. All the rest of this stuff is secondary now. And, you know, this young man's health and safety is paramount. And let's all work together to ensure that that's handled before we talk about anything else.
I think, you know, and again, yes, you know, across all the sports, I mean, we have this this competition and, you know, all that. But I think one of the things that you saw both in the moment and since then is what a fraternity and community and brotherhood all of these players are with each other, and how much I think love and respect there is between them for the game they play and each other playing it within a level of safety and protection. And when something happens that goes outside that, they all just being able to glimpse that as a fan from afar a little bit, I guess, to see that connectivity, whether you're on social media or wherever, just seeing the players all reach out and, you know, the genuineness that you hear in their voices or that I'm told you saw in their faces last night, that it is, if there is any silver linings or positives, it's that's the hope for humanity and just things like that. That much like we've talked about when teams win or things like that, that community and like that's the hope that I have. Maybe it's Pollyannish, but it's the hope that I have for the world across a lot of things.
Yeah, I echo that exactly, Kelly. You know, but I mean, you know, I'm as competitive a guy as there is, and you know, when we're going to compete at something, me and a group or another individual, I want to win. I want to win so bad, and I can guarantee you that anyone who's made it to this level, you know, in the NFL and plays professionally, they have a very similar mindset. You know, and but that's in the competition. And, you know, what happened last night is outside of the competition. And, you know, I think, you know, I know I'm the same way. You know, hey, man, I want to compete and do my best to defeat you on the field. But I don't dislike you, man. And I don't wish anybody any harm. And I think last night, you know, these guys are playing at the highest level. And there was a lot on the line with regards to the game and what it meant to, you know, the playoffs and their ultimate goal to try and win a championship in the league. And, it's just the ultimate goal changed, you know. I mean, it was just like, okay, now we have a new ultimate goal, which is, you know, let's save his life. And, it was just a jarring perspective check, I think, to a lot of us, where, you know, what I thought was important and what was mattering a great deal to me, I realized, man, it's not now. You know what I mean? That stuff doesn't matter at all to me anymore. And, I hope that as human beings, man, we have that ability to, you know, kind of check ourselves and recognize, like, hey, man, you know, treating each other kindly, being there for each other, supporting each other, helping us grow, as a large community, is still the most important thing. You know, whatever small conflicts you might have in the immediate.
I couldn't say it any better. And I'll just say to our listeners, I want to thank you again for listening to our podcast, the podcast to be named later. And I think as we close this one, we'll just keep Damar in our thoughts and best wishes. And again, we're not a breaking news event, so we don't know where things will go. And we'll just keep wishing for the best as we learn more.
Yeah, and hopefully more information will come to light. Hopefully it's positive. You know, I'm not in the medical profession. You know, I just, like I said, I choose to stay positive. I don't think there's any harm in it to believe that the best case is going to happen and wish for the best case. And so I'll just hope that the people who responded immediately did what they needed to do to extend his chances. You know, they got him resuscitated. They got him to a facility that's better equipped to handle, you know, stage two. And now he's in their hands. And, you know, I assume they're going to do the very best that they possibly can for him. And, you know, let's hope that, you know, in the next day or two, Kelly, we get some word that he's out and awake and you know, potentially make a full recovery.
All right, Chris. Again, thanks to everyone, especially you, Chris, for taking part in this. And, you know, the other things that we normally talk about, I'm sure they'll come back. But right now, we just wanted to share our thoughts on this situation. And thanks to all our listeners.
Thanks, Kelly.